Stephen Andrew. Website, stephenandrew.ca. Facebook, facebook.com/stephenandrewnews. X, x.com/stephen_andrew. Instagram, instagram.com/stephen_andrewbc. Political party. How long have you been a member? Conservative Party of British Columbia, this year. Do you live in the riding, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to the riding? No, I do not live in the riding. I have long been involved with the people and events in the riding, from serving on City Council to participating in the Oak Bay Half Marathon, to investigating and reporting on issues within the riding. I live in Victoria, some of which is part of the Oak Bay Gordon Head riding for which I have accepted the nomination, as is Oak Bay and Saanich. I take a holistic view of what is good and important for both our specific constituencies and the province as a whole. If elected, my constituency office will of course be located in the riding, and I will be spending the lion's share of my time in the community, listening, learning and working on issues important to the community at large. What is your occupation, and for how long? I currently work as a communications consultant. Prior to that, I was the executive director of a national cancer patient and caregiver support charity. I am best known as a television and radio journalist. What do you believe is the biggest issue facing your community and why? Healthcare and public safety are the biggest issues facing all of our communities and are tied together with the economic outlook of the province. We need a robust economy, not record debt and deficits, not a government that discourages investment and innovation, so we can have a healthcare system that both puts patients first and stands up for seniors. We need economic activity and growth to have the resources to move us away from the failed drug and homelessness policies of the NDP so that our parks and streets can be as safe again. What actions or efforts have you taken to learn the concerns of your constituents? I've been talking to members of the community for years, through both my service on City Council, my involvement with community organizations, and my work as an investigative journalist. Since I was nominated, I've been out in the community at events, BBQs, town halls, and walking door to door to reach out and understand what is important to the members of the community and understand what they want to see moving forward. Overwhelmingly, I'm hearing is that people want change, a change in direction, a change in attitude, a change in priorities, and frankly, a change in government. What do you want to see improved in British Columbia in 4, 8 and 20 years? It's not just what I want to see improved, it's about what needs to be improved. Healthcare, access to healthcare, delivery of healthcare, cost of healthcare all need to be drastically improved. We need to drastically improve the way we go about the treatment and care of those with mental health and addictions and abandon the disastrous policies of the NDP. We need to make our streets, parks and schools safer. We need to rein in government spending and focus on building a robust economy that allows all British Columbians to thrive in our province. How would you go about addressing contentious issues within your riding? Issues that are contentious in the riding are going to be contentious throughout the province. We're going to tackle them head on and focus on what's right for all British Columbians. If it's riding specific and in the lane of the province, then we're going to listen, learn and move in the direction that makes the most sense. If it's a municipal issue, then we're going to stay in our lane and not meddle with how Oak Bay, Saanich or Victoria want their governments to operate. Would you vote against your party and leader if it were best for your constituents? The short answer is yes. The long answer is that the BC Conservative Party is BC's big tent party, and John Rusted is a leader that listens, cares about other people's views and will work to bring consensus to the decision-making process, so I think it would be highly unlikely to be placed in such a position. Unlike David Eby and the NDP, which is his way or the highway, ideology over practicality. A party where their members are forced to toe the party line and no dissent is allowed. Why do you think you are qualified to do this job? I have a long record of public service and community involvement. I am driven to listen, learn and ask more questions than most to seek the truth and understand what people want. In the end, I will say that what qualifies me most is that I really do care about the province, about the people, and about the future we're creating for the next generation. I'm not from the activist class. Becoming an MLA is not the next step in a political career or a means to an end. I am simply want to serve. Why are you running? What's your motivation? Running for provincial office was not in my mind at all until John Rusted and his team called. Like the majority of British Columbians, I'm fed up with the NDP and I've had enough of this government and the direction they're taking the province. Understanding that the BC Conservatives are a big tent party, and understanding that here was a real opportunity to make a difference, to demonstrate the care I have for my community, I felt like I had to run. I had to at least try to be part of the badly needed change we need in BC. About Oak Bay Gordon Head. With the retirement of NDP MLA Murray Rankin, Oak Bay Gordon Head doesn't have an incumbent running. Rankin, who previously served as an MP, comfortably won his seat in 2020 with about 51% of the vote. The Green Party came in with about 26%, while the Liberals had about 23%. Before 2020, the riding was held by former BC Green Party MLA and party leader Andrew Weaver. In 2017, he received about 52% of votes. The candidates in Oak Bay Gordon Head. The candidates this election are Conservative Stephen Andrew, a former television journalist, Green Party Deputy Leader Dr. Lisa Gunderson, New Democrat Diana Gibson, a community leader and entrepreneur. See the full list of Vancouver Island candidates here. We are posting the candidate questionnaires riding by riding. About the profiles, we asked readers what they wanted to ask candidates and used those answers to help shape our election coverage, including candidate questionnaires. The answers are presented as submitted by the candidates, edited only for length if they exceeded the word limit they were given. We did not correct grammar, spelling, or typos. See an error or something that needs to be changed? You can report it to election@timescolonist.com or use the report a typo link below.